Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Friday, and we're tracking down Matt Haugen from Monty's Plant Food. He's been a busy, busy boy. And I forgot to tell you hi from Mick. I should have told you that. He was staring at me when I... He's like, say, make sure you say hi to Matt. And then what did I not do? Tell you hi. So there you go.
Well, yeah.
How have you been? It sounds like you've been doing a lot of work. I don't know if you're out testing fields or delivering, but it sounds like you've been a busy boy. So what's been going on?
Well, we've been checking on some of the product and the performance it's having this year. So it's just been taking care of that. I made a loop yesterday down through Big Lake, Minnesota, and down to Hutchinson and over to Ortonville, Clinton area, doing some checking on crops and what guys, some of the Monty's products they used, and just kind of doing a little bit of a tour around the Minnesota area yesterday.
Well, what did you think? Obviously, last week, was it last week or the week before now? My weeks are blurring together, Matt, but the corn crops look pretty darn good in most of the areas that I went, but there were some areas that were battling some drought. So what did you see for corn?
Yeah, you can definitely say that. You get in some areas and you can tell the rains have come across and the corn looks fantastic. You know, the soybeans are at that R3, R4. There's areas where it's podding up and down and other areas where it's definitely aborting some pods due to the drought. Corn has a little bit of tip back and firing at the bottom. But I think all in all, the fields that I stopped at and looked at, there's definitely some good crop out there. Definitely going to be some good yields guys are going to be happy with. But yeah, some areas are affected a lot more than others with the drought, and I think it's very spotty.
Okay.
As you drive through that, I don't know the exact areas where I was where the drought was affecting it more, but yeah, you definitely see it all the way back up into North Dakota. You can see there's areas that have caught a rain here and there and other areas that haven't. It definitely shows up now.
Yeah, it's been so sporadic, the rainfalls that we've been getting. How are things looking closer to home in the Hanford area?
You know, things are looking really good. It helped to get a little shot of rain. You know, I think some guys got rain and some guys didn't. It was spotty last night again too. But you know, where the rain fell last night, it's definitely going to help the beans fill the pods that were on there, and instead of aborting some of the flowers, it's going to help the corn. Wheat, you know, we got a lot of wheat sprayed and a lot of wheat that's a little bit that's been taken off. I think in the next week or two, we're going to see a lot more of the small grains harvest get underway once things clear off here again and sun comes back out to dry some things out. You know, the wheat will be put to an end here. But right in the Hanford area, I think things look pretty good. You know, I think they're going to be above average, especially where the rain fell last night. We're going to see pretty decent decent yields for the conditions that we thought we were going to have when we put it in. You know, there wasn't hardly a field that wasn't maybe mudded in or pushed in a little more earlier than it should have been, just due to the calendar pushing us along versus more than the conditions we had in the spring. So it's I think for all in all, when you take that into account, I think the crops look really good up here.
For the guys that have taken off some wheat, and I know it's been sporadic so far in North Dakota, and I haven't heard any numbers or anything, could you even tell if they're smiling? Were they somewhat happy? Because I haven't heard any numbers yet, so I think it's kind of just an average.
I haven't heard any yield reports yet. I know the quality has been, they've been really satisfied with the quality, good test weight, 63 to 65 pound test weight. Protein has kind of been ups and downs just depending on where it's coming off. But yeah, I haven't got any yield reports, but I think guys are satisfied with the yields.
Okay.
So, but it's still early in that. So I guess time will tell as we get into the small grain harvest on how happy guys are with the yields.
Okay, two questions, well, all together in one. Aphids, and grasshoppers. What are we thinking? Has it been a problem? Because I know north of you, at least a little ways, grasshoppers in some areas have been thick in some areas.
Yeah. Yep. Grasshoppers, we haven't seen too much pressure from. You know, there might be a little pockets here and there, but nothing nothing widespread as for grasshoppers. Aphids, there are starting to be some fields that are being sprayed. They've really exploded here in the last couple weeks. So definitely get out and check your fields. Take a look. I've seen sporadic aphids here and there on some fields, and other fields have a bunch. So, like I said, some guys have been treating a couple fields, but nothing where it's full-fledged, all acres are getting treated. I guess we'll see here as the next couple weeks progress where we're at and what stage we're at in the bean's life, if it's needed to be sprayed, if they do bust open. But
okay.
I'm sure the rain last night helped maybe deter them a little bit, so We'll see what pans out in the next couple of weeks.
Well, again, about 2 minutes, Matt. I wanted to ask you, as far as product goes, are we still getting some stuff heading out the door, or are most people getting ready for next year, or at least starting to think about next year?
You know, product going out, you know, the product that we have going now, there's some late applications. You know, if guys are going over with insecticide and the beans are looking really fantastic, There's some producers that are still putting a little bit of micronutrients out there, just push them along, some potassium, some phosphorus, to keep the beans producing and hopefully trying to negate some of the aborting the pods, giving it some nutrients to keep them hanging in there. But guys that are treating alfalfa after they've gotten their second cutting off and it's starting to regrow, we still got some of that heading out the door.
Okay.
And there's also some guys that are still treating pastures as we get a little rainfall here and there. We're still getting into some of those hay crops is kind of where we've been keeping busy with. But for most part, the crops aspect, the Monty's, has kind of slowed down a little bit. Guys are getting to the winding down on the spring, and have they started thinking about next year? I think harvest is a little too. We're still pre-harvest, so maybe when we get into harvest, guys will start looking into next year and seeing where we're at. And we're still working on getting our prices
very
locked
good.
In where we can be for fall booking and that. So by Big Iron is typically when we have that to release. So. You'll have to come see us at Big Iron for sure, and we should have our fall pricing out by then.
Very good. Got about 10 seconds. Matt, how do we get a hold of you?
Definitely get a hold of me on my cell phone at 701-789-1955, or check us out at montysplantfood.com.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. It's coming up at the top of the hour.